亲爱的朋友，平安！这个录音带是由天水中心制作出版，为着听受作者尊重咱家己，这个录音带版权所有，请唔通家己翻版制作。多谢你的合作。天水是一个梦，当阿国先生在多名在空野休困的时候，伊所做的梦，在梦中伊看见一座水，从天地三连。有天塞八八天水，起起落落伫天甲地的中间。耶稣基督就是迄座天水，伊对天来降生伫地面上，伊要将世间的人拢带倒转去天父的怀内。
现今所存的是信、盼望、忍耐这三项，其中第一大的是忍耐。现在咱要对《哥林多前书》十三章来学习听的功课。这是咱要来看圣经记载的约翰一书三章十八节。这件咱的三听，唔通用话用字。是要用行用诚实，我们对这段的圣经也透过蔡伯宗牧师的正道，咱做伙来学习听甲真理。
亲爱的姊妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace unto you.
咱最近几礼拜拢咧想这个《哥林多前书》十三章的真理。
And we've been contemplating on the decree of love in 1 Corinthians.
咱这礼拜行到迄、那个，顶礼拜咱是讲无欢喜不义，听无欢喜不义。
And last time we talked about love is not to like evil.
就是讲听甲公义的关系，迄是咱顶日啊顶届咱三甲想的。
And that was the relationship between love and righteousness.
今仔日过落去迄句是讲听是甲真理三甲欢喜，咱要三甲来想听甲真理的关系。
And today we will contemplate on love is to rejoice in truth.
什么叫做真理
？What's truth？
比如说咧审判耶稣的时候，耶稣问讲，什么是真理？
When Jesus Christ was judged before he was crucified, the judge asked him, "What is truth?"
人拢咧追求真理。
Every human being is seeking truth.
甲真理倒变的，就是虚假。
And the opposite of truth is fakeness.
就是不真呐、啊，不真呢，就是甲真倒变。
Which is ingenuine.
真理在咱的经验内底有三种，你也当请你看周报，你若专门看有诶。
And there are three different kinds of truths, which is written on the back of the newsletter in Chinese.
第一个叫做真相。
The first one is reality.
这个真相就是科学家咧追求的真理。
And this reality is the truth that most scientists are looking for.
因五万会当去发现这个客观存在的真相，咧追求这款的人，咱叫伊咧追求真理，这是科学家的真理。
The scientists are looking for reality that can explain the truth through observation.
所以，因的基本的方法就是叫做客观的描述。
And so the method they use is so-called objective description.
哦、你若读过科学，你就知影。你若开始要读科学的时候，老师拢甲你教讲，你要做一个科学家，你就要足客观，啊，甲你所观察的注意看，啊，然后甲伊写出来。安尼，这就是要五万你所看到的是实在经验，这个叫做真相。
Maybe you will remember in some of your science labs that the teachers always ask us to take good notes that are from the observations of your experiment. The second kind of truth is the kind of truth that philosophers are looking for. And they all look for logic. And this kind of truth we term it as deductive truth. These truths are deductive because we induce them from certain observations or certain things that we observe around us.
Not observe, only deduct.
Or just deduction.
在咱的脑内底，用咱的理性咧想，甲观察无关的，完全用理性去想的迄款逻辑的关的迄款的真理。
This kind of truth has nothing to do with observation, but it all happens in our mind.
今日我来当个这两种真理的无共，甲恁讲清楚，我想对足侪少年人咧读书会真大的帮助。
Today I would like to clarify the differences between these two truths, and I hope that it will be beneficial to some of the young people.
第一种的真理，一个客观观察所得到的真理，拢是结论，拢是必然性 （probability only）。
All of the results or the so-called truths that derive from objective observation are mostly possibilities.
Probability.
Probabilities.
所以，你若是在读科学人，你就知影，科学家到尾啊，因所观察到的现象，伊要做结论的事，拢干会当做。可能性的结论啊，对啊。
And so we all know that most of the theses that scientists come up with are just a possibility or a probability.
总是呢，哲学家因咧讲的推理是绝对性的真理。
However, the philosophers come up with truths that are mostly absolute.
因咧绝对性就是讲，你若接受伊这个推理头前迄个前提是，迄个结论你绝对要接受，迄款的迄个绝对性，迄无讨论的余地。
This means that from the deduction, if you accept B, then there's really no way you can reject B, which is the result.
我举一个例，讲，人会死。
Let me give you an example. Let's say men will die.
啊，这是因的前提，讲人会死。
And this is the first
presupposition.
第二
个，孔子是人。
Secondly, Confucius is a man.
所以结论就是孔子一定会死。
And so the conclusion is that Confucius shall die.
孔子不是可能会死，一定爱死。
And it's not just a probability that he will die. He must die because.
因为你无相信人会死。
Unless you don't believe that men will die.
安尼你就袂当唔免接受迄个结论。你若相信人会死，你佫相信孔子是人，安尼孔子一定爱死。
And that is to say that if you believe that men will die and Confucius is a man, then you must agree to the conclusion that Confucius will die.
Yeah. Must die.
Or must die.
一定有一天会死啦，因为伊是人嘛，啊人会死，所以一定这款呢。真理，这款呢叫做逻辑性的真理，这是绝对性的。
And this kind of truth is absolute, is logical.
啊，有当啊，咱做科学性的研究，总是咱想要提哲学性的结论，这是错误的观念。
But oftentimes we are doing scientific observation, but we try to take in the deduction into our observation, and that's wrong.
有人讲。科学家无看到上帝，所以无上帝。这个就是想要用科学家观察的现象来做本来科学家无法做的结论，一个效果。
And one example is that of that is scientists because scientists don't see God and therefore they say that there is no God and this is a very good example of what I just said.
就是讲头前的方法是科学的方法，因为我看无上帝 ，by observation 我观察无看到上帝。所以我要做的结论是哲学的结论，这个是唔对。
And that is to say that my observation, which is the first kind of truth, is that I don't see God, but I take the second kind of truth and put it into like some kind of philosophy and say that therefore there is no God.
你敢会当讲可能无上帝，安尼对？
You can say that there might not be a God, and that can be true.
到目前为止我也没看到上帝，所以可能没上帝，那这样你要是一个 scientist， 你如果说绝对没上帝，这样不对。
You are still a scientist when you say that I don't see God and therefore there might not be a God. You're still perfectly scientific. But if you say the other way around, then it doesn't make any sense.
总是有第三种的真理是我们今天所大家要来注意的，人跟人中间关系的真理。
But today, the third truth, ethical,or ethics, is really the kind of truth that we're going to think about today.
这样我们中文来说应该是真诚啦。
If we say in Chinese, it really means sincerity.
就是说人不是一个客观的东西，你可以把观察把它留下，人还是一个主观的东西，所以人跟人的中间要真，就是他要愿意把他里面的东西照他本来的形表达给你知道，这款的真理叫做人跟人中间主观的真理，这叫做真诚。
And what this sincerity means is that since we all observe people from an objectivePoint of view, but since human beings are really subjects, that unless they're willing to reveal to you what they really think inside their heart, whatever observations you get cannot be true. So that constitutes what we are talking about right now, sincerity.
上帝做人的时候，人有一个本能，就要追随这三种真理。人，大家人拢唔盲讲，我甲你的关系，我唔盲，我会当拄到一个足真诚的你，会当甲我用坦诚来交陪。我唔盲，我会当去追随着关于宇宙这个客观的真理。我唔盲在理性上，我会当做一个合理性的人，会当有第二种迄款的真理。人三种拢要来追随。
And there is an innate ability that was built into us by God, to search for these three kinds of truths. We desire to know people, we desire to know truths from observation, and we also want to be logical.
所以，咱啊用这个来了解来看听跟真理的关系，下口有两个听跟真理的关系。
And before we can talk about these truths, we must think about two relationships between truth and love.
你若是在听一个人，你会尽你的气力帮助那个人去追随真理。
The first relationship is that if you truly love a person, you will help that person to discover truth.
我想很多父母出钱给他们孩子去好好读书，实在主要就是希望他的孩子会在学校接受怎样去追随真理，是不是特别科学性的真理。咱听见就是爱，也要学习安那家己去敲锤，将来袂去用骗去，也要去找这实在的真理，头壳会清楚。另外，人甲人个中间，伊怎样安那做一个内外一致的人，伫道德个教育、知识个教育，一个实在听的爸母会安尼来陪伊个细囝，敢毋是？
One example of this relationship is how much our parents have invest in their children or in us to go to school to learn about.The truth through books and knowledge, and also to learn how to get along with people, to discover the sincerity, as we've talked about before. And that's a very good example of this.
So I say, hearing the person to encourage the other person, or to help the other person to search, to be a true searcher.
And so love will cause a person to want to seek truth.
Second.一个追随真理的人会当讨人疼，别人较容易去疼。
The second relationship or the second thing that we're think about right now is who those people who are seeking truth shall be more readily loved by other people.
Yeah, 较容易得人的疼。
It's easier for them to obtain other people's love.
特别是第三种的真理。
Especially the third kind of truth.
咱一句话叫做“精诚所至，金石为开”。精诚所至，金石为开。
There is a saying in Chinese that if you're really sincere, that even a rock or a stone can be opened or broken.
所以，就是咱来想看卖，咱甲咱所听的人，开始你真爱听，你就感觉这个人真老实。这个人真坦诚的是，你才有可能开始想，这个人袂歹，当甲伊做伙做朋友，慢慢才开始变成两个三听，敢毋是？所以追随人甲人中间的真理，这个正做人会当互人可爱，人甲人有可能三听，是一个基本。所以圣经讲，听着甲真理三甲欢喜。
isn't it true that you're more readily to love a person when you see the sincerity in that person, that you'll just want to get to know that person more? And that's also the truth that we're talking about right now, and that's why the Bible teaches us to be sincere.
安尼，伫人甲人中间，这个情甲真理的关系，实在咧是真的是有一挂困难。
However, there are some obstacles that lie in this relationship when we're trying to seek sincerity.
圣经给咱有两个教义。
And Bible gives us two lessons.
咱做伙来想。
And let's think on this together.
第一个是记载伫以弗所第四章十五节。
The first lesson is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15.
以弗所第四章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4.Verse 15.
圣经安尼讲，并听心讲老实话。
The Bible says, "Speak truth in love."
Yeah. 并听心讲老实话。
Speaking the truth in love.
Yeah. 啊，这句话就是我咧，头拄仔咧讲讲听甲真理的关系，内底圣经都清楚讲，并听心。来讲老实话，什么叫做人甲人中间的真理？就是讲心内内底老实的想法会当讲出来，啊，佮用听心来讲，这什么意思？
What does it mean to speak truth in love？
有的人用听心讲白话，你有听到这款人无
？Have you ever heard of people who speak lies in love？
我是安怎讲白话，因为我听伊，所以我讲白话。
Why do I lie? Because I love you, therefore I lie.
这款话不是黑话，叫做白话。
These kind of lies we don't call it black lies, but white lies.
什么叫做白话？伊是白，总是伊是差的哈。
Why is it white? Why is it called white lie? Because it is white, but it is also a lie.
Okay, good, very good. Okay.咱台湾的真趣味吼，讲是白贼，啊表示有黑贼啊。有人讲，我是因为听伊，所以我才甲骗啦，你知影无？我才甲伊骗。
You may encounter people that say because I love that person, therefore I lie to that person.
特别伫阮病院拄到迄个拄到绝症的患者的时，常常家属会来要求医生讲，拜托的。麦甲讲，甲伊讲伊无代志。
Especially those cancer patients' family frequently ask physicians to lie to the cancer patient that please don't tell them that they have cancers.
啊，有诶，爸母囡仔细汉诶时，有一寡代志就甲囡仔骗，因为因听无，因未晓，所以骗会过就好啊。后日啊，大汉则甲因讲。
Or it also happens between parents and children that when the children are still very young and the parents take it to them that they cannot comprehend whatever the things are, so they lie to the children.
这款想法一部分听起来敢那对，总是你若较深来想的是，这有足大的问题。
These lies or these incidences on the surface may seem very right, but if we look deep into it, we can see some problems.
咱来讲迄个得癌症的患者来讲，医生无甲伊讲老实话，敢若让患者伫后日啊失去对医生的信心，所以伫尾后的日子过得较痛苦，敢若有这个结果呢？
Let's go back to the patient, the cancer patient example. If the physician does not tell the patient that they have cancers, it will only create a loss of trust later on between the relationship of the
trust.
Distrust between the physician and the patient.
所以当患者在最后日子上需要医生的时候，伊说唔敢相信这个医生该讲的是真的。
And so later on, when the patients need to trust the physician the most, that he may not be willing to trust the physician anymore.
因为人有癌吼，医生无讲，伊家己的身躯会该讲啦。
Because A cancer patient does not necessarily need to be informed by the physician. The body of that patient will tell the patient.
伊若真正有癌，伊拄来伊家己会知影嘛。啊，总是医生搁第二家讲，你无癌，你无癌，啊，慢慢就讲医生咧甲我骗啊。
Because the situation will eventually aggravate, and the patient will feel it. But if the physician keeps on saying, "Oh, you don't have cancer, you don't have cancer," the patient will realize that the physician is lying.
啊，唔然呢？迄家属啊，足可怜。家属因为伊大家拢讲好安尼，啊，所以大家去伊个病房，啊，就爱笑嘻嘻，啊，真是足艰苦心的。啊，硬接起来，迄足酸，你知无？迄个肉足酸。
Not only that, but the family of the cancer patient are also victims because they have to put on a smile when they are really mourning inside when they go visit their family.
本来癌症早期患者身躯要真好，是一个足好的机会，大家会当做伙讲话，会当讨论一寡代志，有烦恼会通好处理，总是为着无爱互伊知影的结果。迄、那个伊上好的时间，同我甲咱讲话的时间就失去，因为袂当讲啊，因为大家拢甲讲，伊唔受这个病啊，所以什么拢袂当讲，拢假做无代志。但若到尾啊，有上话要讲的是，已经足软正，已经无开了谈讲，也无精神讲的是，彼阵啊后悔袂赴啊。
If the lie was not there to start out with, maybe the family and the patient can have a very good time together, spending talking to each other.Before the patient dies, but if the lie continues to be there, they will eventually lose this very precious time.
安尼是不是讲，什么人啊得癌啊就走讲你得癌
？But does it mean that whenever we encounter a cancer patient, that we just go up to the person and say, "Hey, you have cancer"?
我想嘛，不是这个意思。
I don't think that's what it implies here either.
圣经是讲用听心来讲诚实话。
The Bible says, "Speaking truth in love."
So this 听心真正是我头先讲迄人的考虑，考虑对方可能听着足艰苦，可能伊听了会去自杀，可能伊无法度接受这个代志。这咱拢爱考虑，这是无唔对，这个是听心考虑的代志。
The love shall give us more consideration to the patient, consideration on things like, will the patient want to attempt suicide, or would it hurt the?Patient in any way once he finds out the truth. That's what it means here.
所以往往我现在在处理的就是说到底这个事实要分做几次是什么人跟他在场的时候来跟他说、怎么说、说了后有人在里面好好听患者说他里面的艰苦的什么主要是安排这个怎么跟他说的过程、说多少这个是需要智慧需要听心来做这个考虑总是
So the dilemma here should be how much truth shall I impart to the patient at one time, or in what ways should I impart the truth, but not to lie to the patient.
啊，迄就爱需要咱爱苦心去想，啊，去考虑，去参详，这较辛苦的方法，这就是听心所行的路，唔是直接就甲伊讲啊，我无我的代志，讲了我就转去啊。就是讲我拢改变改变，我嘛无需要去面处理遐个代志。这两种拢是无听心。
And so speaking the truth in love is a very painstaking procedure because you have to think about what you want to say and what kind of procedures you want to take up after you tell the truth. But it's definitely not to lie nor to just go up and say you have cancer and that's it.
父母甲囝儿，我想我那同款的原则会当应用。
And this is also the same principle that we can apply on the relationship between parents and children.
用听做借口来讲白话，这个无照圣经的教义。圣经是讲听就爱甲真理三甲做伙，袂当用听做借口来讲唔是真理的话，还是做唔是真理的代志。
And therefore, taking love as an excuse to lie to someone is not the truth that the Bible wants us to is teaching us here.
圣经第二个教义，今日的书会有甲咱读，是约翰一书三章十八节。
In First John chapter 3, verse 11.
十八节。
Verse 18.
咱做位来看约翰一书三章十八节。
First John chapter 3, verse 18.
在约翰安尼讲，讲。小囝，咱三听唔通干那伫言语甲舌头，就爱伫行为甲诚实。
Children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth.
所以咱咧讲人甲人中间的这个真实，有一个就是讲，你内底你知影你相信的，爱随讲出来，甲内底一直，这叫做内外一直，这是咱头拄仔第一遍讲的哦。心内所在所想的，甲随讲出来，唔好无共，就爱一直，这是第一种的真理。
And so this is the truth that we spoke before on sincerity, is that whatever we think inside, we also speak outside, and therefore there is a conformity between in and out.
第二种就是讲，你嘴所讲的，甲你脚手所做的，爱一致，这是第二种的诚实，第二种的真诚。
And the second kind of sincerity is that whatever you say and whatever you do are in conformity.
特别伫家庭啊，中间我看足侪翁婿甲囝儿对老母还是太太的疼心，就是直接出问题。
Oftentimes I see this truth not being observed in the family between husband and wife and children and mother。
这个囝儿甲翁婿拢真老讲，我足疼我的妈妈。
The parents always tell the children always tell the parents that I love my parents.
我疼我的妈妈，我足疼我的妈妈。
Oh, I love my mother. I really love my mother.
母亲节，佫会唱迄个歌《母亲我爱你》啊。
And they also know how to sing "I love you, mother" during Mother's Day.
啊，佫唱四部，足好听。
And they also know how to put in harmony that it sounds really nice.
都是规年通天哦，唔捌看因咧帮妈妈做代志啊。
But I never see those children who sing "I love you, mother" ever help their mother do house chores.
哎，个先生嘛是，大暗呐，等伊要困着讲，哦，无啊，我听你，我听你，拢是唔捌帮忙去做啥物代志。
And husbands too, they tell their wives that, oh, I love you, my dear, but they don't, really help their wife.
所以，迄个听是挂伫即个嘴唇顶头。
And so that's lip service.
即款听，对方感觉了，感觉讲，你就干那嘴咧讲尔，你做出来我看嘛，你听我，你啥物表现呢？
And so the recipient of such kind of love eventually will detect that the kind of love is not really love, but more like lip service.
所以，呀，圣经讲听就爱伫行为甲诚实的顶头。你是在听，你讲出来 ，OK， 你讲出来，你就做出来。你的做甲你的讲，就爱有法度印证的是，这个听对方才会感觉到迄个真实。
And therefore, the Bible tells us.Not to love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth.
不是说不可以说，是说不要只说，说是真重要，我要说。
But this is not implying that you shouldn't also love through your lips or your tongue. It's also very important that we let a person know, but it's also even more important that we act it out.
最后一个听和真诚的关系是圣经有第二字，这是我介绍给您叫做合适。
The last kind of truth about sincerity is a word. It's called
Hesed.
Hesed, H-E-S-E-D.
Yeah. 您英文的，您可以让这字字读起来。这字是希伯来文啦，吼。
And this word is actually a Hebrew, so English group might want to. So the English group might want to pick it up. It's called Hesed.
Hesed 的意思就是讲，伫出埃及记三十四章第六节，上帝咧讲伊家己的事，伊用这字。咱来看圣经，安尼中文安尼讲。
Okay, in Exodus,
出来就记三十四章第六节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
咱大家做位来看。Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. 内底用字哩就是这个 Hesed， 唔忘咱了，这就是听甲真诚的一个足好表示的一个字。
Okay, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, that's where the word Hesed appears.
我来讲讲，耶和华在伊的面前宣告讲，耶和华，耶和华，有怜悯、有恩典的上帝，无快快受气，有丰盛的慈爱甲诚实。
It says, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love, kindness, and truth.
伊只有讲丰盛的慈爱甲诚实，这个丰盛的慈爱，伊本来是对人们叫做 Hesed。
And that's what Hesed means, is abounding in loving kindness.
啊，迄个 truth 就是，伫希伯来文的意思就是迄个通信可 faithfulness， 通信可的意思。上帝的两个本质就是，伊这个听是叫 Hesed 的听，啊，第二个就是通信可的，你看的听。这款呢，甲咱今日要讲的这个题目有足深的关系。迄、那个黑色就是讲，来用中文讲叫做坚韧的爱。
So the Hesed here really means abounding in kindness. And the truth that follows abounding kindness here in the passage really means a type of
faithfulness.
It really means faithfulness, a God that we can rely on, we can trust in.
那意思是说，上帝的听是有一个 commitment， 有一个 covenant， 有一个约在遐，迄款的听，甲约有关的听，迄叫做 Hesed。
And here Hesed really means a kind of love that has covenant。That has promise, that has commitment.
那嘛应该就是夫妇在结婚的时候，在上帝跟正人面前合约所，那个听应该就是这字叫做合约。
And that should also be the kind of love that a young man and a young woman decide to get married before the Lord.
Okay, 这款的听就是常常叫做 in spite of 的听。
This kind of love is really a love that is in spite of.
就是讲，虽然你破病，虽然你安怎，虽然你无头路，虽然你脚骨断去，我犹原要疼你。你看上叫做合适。
And that means, in spite of that you may get laid off, that you may become sick, that you may lose a leg, but I still love you anyway. That's the kind of love that means in the word has said.
那叫做真理的一个意思，就是可靠。相信、相挖苦的迄款的听，咱所需要家庭所需要就是这款的听。
And that's an aspect of truth, and that's also what our family needs is this kind of faithfulness.
是这款的听，会让咱家庭经过多些风波，由远愈来愈善听，开来就是这款合适的听。
And this kind of faithfulness will become the strength that will carry our family go through tribulations and other sufferings.
上帝派耶稣基督来世间，就是要显明这款的黑色给咱看。
And this is also why our Lord Jesus Christ was here, is to reveal such kind of love to us.
虽然人犯罪，虽然人背逆，上帝犹原疼你，这款的疼，咱叫做黑色，这款的疼。
That in spite the fact that we have sinned against God, but God still loves us with hesed type of love. So His only Son was crucified for us.
今天在聖經上說耶穌基督過去現在將來永遠不改變，他的表示也是那種合適的聽，他通信靠，因為怎樣，他對我們的聽就是堅定，不管我們怎麼做，他就是繼續聽我們，那叫做合適。
And also that Jesus said that He is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow. That's also the kind of commitment and the kind of faithfulness that we're talking about in the love of Hesed.
那是真理其中的一個解釋，就是可靠、真实、永久这款的听。
And that's what this truth is implying, that faithfulness, that commitment.
今天我们有四位青年，他就是让这款的听感动，愿意来接受这款的听。
And today the four baptized brothers have already been touched by such kind of hesed love, and that's why they were willing to give their lives to God.
咱做基督徒不是只要接到耶稣这款hesed的听，咱若用这款的听，会当改变咱，让咱活成做这款的听的人。安尼在咱的家庭生活，在咱的父母子女的中间，你就会看出无同的改变。这是基督教的中心点。
As a Christian, we're not just called to receive such kind of love, but also to give such kind of love.To others and in our family, so we can see that change.
我们今天在座每一位兄弟姊妹，会当得到这款合适的听在咱的内面。
And I pray that each one of us here in the congregation will be able to experience such hesed love.
那咱中间要有人要无接受到这款的听，我望你早一日会当做这个决定，讲我嘛要爱这款上帝这款的听。
And if there is any of you among us here today.Who still hasn't received such kind of hesed love, I will be praying for you that one day you will be able to receive it.
上帝的听就是甲真理上甲欢喜，迄个意思是坚定的听。
The kind of love that God has for us is to rejoice in truth, and that's a faithful love.
Yes,
let's pray.
天父上帝，我感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你透过整本圣经，透过耶稣基督，永远所彰显的，就是这款合适、这款坚韧的声。
Because you have revealed the hesed love through the book of Bible and also through your Son Jesus Christ.
但是今天我们有四位青年，他们欢喜接受这款的听，我们为着他们欢喜，也为着他们感谢。
And we rejoice and we are also grateful that we had four brothers who were able to receive this kind of love this morning with us.
我也很期待在我们中间有很多我的朋友在教会对着辛苦，希望他们有早一日会晓体验，也会晓欢喜来接受这款的听，入去他们的画面。
And we also earnestly pray for those who are not yet who have not yet received the kind of love among us to be able to experience it one day soon.
我更加希望这款的听，不是单单我接受来接受耶稣基督那听，这款的听会当改变我每一个人的画面。
And we would like to pray that we not only receive such kind of chesed love, that we are also able to act it out.
让我们的画面和主的听来改变，我们本人完了成就一个有法度活出chesed的听的一个人。
And so that our lives may be touched and changed by such love, and that we will become persons or people that practice such kind of love.
我们中间有人听的中间已经真灰心，已经真失意。求主你再一次复兴我这款坚持的听。
If there is any of us who are discouraged and disappointed in such kind of love, we pray that you will please strengthen those people and revive them.
无管是父母对儿子的失望，也是儿子对父母的失望，也是父母中间的失望，求主再一次将这款的听赏赐给我。
No matter if it's disappointments between husbands and wives or parents and children, we pray that you will please be with us and just revive that kind of love. And so that we may all receive such abundant kindness from you. And please bless abundantly to our family. We desire such kind of truthful love.
我们来给你祈祷，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的朋友，你听了这段录音带以后，是不是有兴趣要进一步认识耶稣基督？请你跟附近的教会联络。你对本中心若有什么建议还是指教，请打电话跟我联络。天主教中心在美国联络的电话是909-860-3797 909-860-3797，在台湾联络的电话是04-461-7812 04-461-7812。多谢你收听本中心的录音带，愿上帝祝福你的人生更加美满幸福。